5. St James's Park.
St James's Park is the oldest royal park in London and near to three palaces. Westminster, now the Houses of Parliament, St James's Palace and Buckingham Palace. It was once famous for its milk fair, which, until 1904, provided fresh milk from cows tethered beneath brightly coloured awnings. Queen Elizabeth I loved pageantry, and fêtes were held in the park in her reign. But it was under Charles II that the park took on the appearance that we know today, with avenues of trees and lawns. He opened the park to the public, and he often walked there feeding the ducks and meeting his subjects.
To your left is Horse Guards Road with the parade ground, and by the road is a panel showing the scene for Trooping the Colour, which is held every June to mark the Queen's official birthday. Continue through the park past the Pelican Pool. Just beyond this, turn left to Horse Guards Road. As you continue down here, you pass the back of Downing Street.
Downing Street began its association with the office of the Prime Minister in 1730. But the street was built earlier by a scheming rogue called George Downing, a shady property developer, who saw building houses on prime London land as a means to get rich quick. He was brought up in New England and was an early graduate from Harvard University, but came back to England during the Civil War and adeptly changed sides when fortunes changed. Diarist Samuel Pepys described him as a perfidious rogue. In 1682, Downing finally secured the leases to the property of what is now Downing Street. He quickly set about the project, pulling down existing properties. In their place sprang up a cul-de-sac of 15 or 20 terraced houses along the northern side of Downing Street. Designed for a quick turnover, Downing's houses were cheaply built, with poor foundations for the boggy ground. Instead of neat brick facades, they had mortar lines drawn on to look like evenly spaced bricks. The original numbering of the houses was completely different from today's. The number sequence was haphazard, and the houses tended to be known by the name or title of their occupants. The current number 10 started out life as number 5, and was not renumbered until 1779.
At the end of the road is the junction with Birdcage Walk. There is a link route here to the right to Buckingham Palace. It goes past the Guards Chapel, rebuilt after being bombed in the Second World War, and Wellington Barracks.